RadioInfluence.com.
Flavor, please tell your neighbors. Ian Beckles with flavor in your ear. Wake up, sports, music, and fashion. Best of podcasting. What's going on now and what's soon to happen? Be sure to stick around, no fast forward or skipping. Dropping jewels, you don't want to miss them. Make sure you listen. Ian Beckles with the flavor in your ear. The voice of the people's here.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to Flavor in Your Ear. A whole lot of things went on this week, so we have a lot to talk about. If you guys ever want to email me, catch me at ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. I also have another podcast, In the Trenches, which comes out on Mondays. Plus, I have plenty to talk about football-wise. But today, we're going to talk a little pop culture, a little bit of politics, and we always like to sprinkle in a little sports, which kind of intermingles with some of the other two we were just talking about. Now, I like to write down all the different things that happened throughout the week that I talk about on air on 102.5 The Bone. I'm on with Slater from 5 to 6 in the morning. I also have a show on The Bone on Saturday with Ray Lampe from 1 to 3. And on Sunday, my show is 11 to 1 o'clock. This week, our show, Flavor, is going to be from the Flavor of Tampa Bay, which happens to be our big event for the year. It's going to be at Cheval Country Club. It's a free event. We have about a dozen local acts that are going to be hanging out there. We have a beautiful stage. We have a lot of local food trucks. There's going to be events, good place for kids. And it starts at noon. It goes from noon to 10 o'clock. It's a free event. If you guys want to hang out in the VIP with all the big willies, you can purchase tickets at flavoroftampabayfest.com. That's flavoroftampabayfest.com. Now, some of the crazy things that happened this week, or we can say last week towards the end, is the one thing that hurt my heart a little bit was that hockey team in Saskatchewan, their bus crashed. They had 15 people died. If anybody knows, I am Canadian. I think I have to preface by saying that. But those little towns in Saskatchewan and some of those other, you know, little cities in little obscure states and provinces, to lose 15 of your key influential young people in one little town, that town's never, ever going to be the same. I want to say the town has 5,000 people, and I went to a junior college in Forest City, Iowa with 10,000 people. That's not a lot of people, I'm telling you. Like, if you have 10,000 people in a town, everybody knows everybody's mother and their grandmom and their uncles. So to have a town of 5,000 people and lose 15 hockey players from that little town, that town's never going to be the same. I was listening to a lot of the NHL players who are from that area, and they say, you know, those hockey players are like rock stars. So, you know, it's a very heartfelt thing to see that go on in that little town. So I hope they can recover from that, but that's definitely not going to be an easy thing. And you hate to see these. So many. It just seems like there's a lot of bus crashes and train crashes. We should be getting better. I don't know if we're getting worse. There was another story in the paper in New York City. The roof of a bus was sheared off because it was too tall to go through the overpass. Now, in 2018, you don't think that's an important detail that you might want to tell the bus driver? Oh, by the way, you can't go under that underpass. I think that's an important detail. And for that to fall through the cracks is idiotic in 2018. I'm not sure if we're getting, you know, smarter or we're getting dumber. Teachers were out marching in Oklahoma and a few other states. It's getting to a point now where I think I don't have any teachers, you know, in my family. I have the utmost respect for teachers. When somebody says they want to be a teacher now, basically you look at them and say, boy, that's admirable, because everybody knows teachers are underpaid and the teachers are out there marching. And, you know, I'm not big on marches. It's not really my thing. In this case, the teachers deserve to march. If anybody doesn't think that teachers deserve more money, basically screw you, because this is our youth. This is the future of our country. And to underpay teachers is ridiculous. And they said from the average salary increase of U.S. teachers from 2000 to 2017 was 46%. And they're going to compare it to the police, which was 59%. Now, that's a big 13% is a big difference. And I know they were doing some marching in Oklahoma. Listen to the discrepancy in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma, from 2000 to 2017, their teachers had an increase of 29% and their policemen 52%. From 29% to 52% is a big gap. I'm not saying anything that policemen shouldn't get their raises. They should 100% get their raises. But a teacher and a policeman, they're both public servants. And they're both serving the community. There's no reason why one should get 29% increase and the other 52%. Absolutely none. So I'm cheering for all of those teachers out there to get that thing done. Now, I always talk about TMZ because I watch TMZ every day, every single day. It gives you some good stories. It's really gossipy. I understand that. But sometimes they step over the line for me. I thought they stepped over the line. Now, everybody knows the Kardashians are the biggest things on in the universe. You know that, right? The Kardashians are the biggest things in the universe, whether you like it or not. There's nothing you can do to knock them off the pedestal. And Tristan Thompson, who is an NBA player, got Khloe. And I don't know the difference between them. I know Kim. I know Khloe. I don't know the other ones, okay? Khloe had his baby. So TMZ thought it was cool. And they're not the only, publication or television show that showed this. But they showed Tristan out and about cheating on Khloe. There's an unwritten rule with dudes, and I don't know if anybody knows, but dudes don't talk about other dudes cheating. It's just not what you do. So to watch Harvey and another light-skinned dude with the braids sit up there talk about Tristan Thompson cheating, it gave me the willies. So you don't do that. The one thing, I've always been a Shaquille O'Neal fan, and I've never liked Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant did that crap one year. Remember when Kobe got busted? And Kobe said, "What about Shaq? Shaq always cheats on his wife." That's it. After I hear that, I'm done. That should never, ever come out of your mouth, dudes. It should never come out of your mouth. Very unmanly thing to do. So I didn't like that too much. I'm a big TMZ fan, but wasn't a big fan of that. Another crazy story that was going on was this young lady, Lizzie Martinez from Bradenton. This is a weird story because she's 17 years old and she rolled up in school without a bra on. And basically, her teachers were saying that she was distracting the students. Now, I remember being 17. I'm 50 now. It would distract me now. But if anybody thinks that a girl without a bra and her stuff swinging all over the place is not going to distract a 17-year-old boy, you're sadly mistaken. Okay, I guarantee he's going to flunk that test because he's trying to get a glimpse of those nipples. That's just the way it's going to be. So they had a situation where the teacher told her it was inappropriate, and then they wanted to put tape on it, and then it's a big to-do. I don't know who acted inappropriately. I didn't see a picture of it, and I don't know if a picture is circulating. But after I'm hearing people argue on both sides, I don't even know what side I'm on. I don't even know anymore because, if you're a teacher, if you're a male teacher, and one of your students rolls up with a shirt and no bra on, you better watch how you approach that. You could lose your job real quick. Because if you say, "Hey, Lizzie's not wearing a bra," they're going to say, "Well, why are you looking at Lizzie like that?" So that was a funny, funny, funny situation. And there's going to be some litigation because anytime anything like that happens, there's going to be suing. That's for sure. She's going to have mental anguish and all that kind of stuff. Get out of here. Wear a bra. Shouldn't be that hard. Donovan Smith is the left tackle for the Buccaneers. Not a very good one, but he's a left tackle. He went out to a very popular place, Shepherd's, which I used to frequent way back when I was single. And the bouncer let him know that the dress code is no baggy clothes. So no baggy shirts, no baggy pants, no undergarments showing, which I 100% and unequivocally agree with. If your drawers are showing, stay home. And no plain white tees. Now, I had a situation very similar to this when they used to have hip-hop night at Hyde Park Cafe. And coincidentally, I was with 10 of my friends, and we rolled out of a limousine. So I step out the limousine. Maybe some smoke was coming out, maybe not. So I step out the limousine, and the lady manager says to me, "No baggy clothes." And I said, "Excuse me?" She says, "No baggy clothes, sir." Now, I used to be a bouncer. I used to work at clubs. No hats is a rule. I get it. If I have a hat on, which I always do, and they say no hats, I'll take my hat off. No running shoes is okay. Hate it, but it's okay. If you say no running shoes, then no running shoes. No baggy clothes? So I have to wear tight clothes then. That's getting racial. That's getting racial. And I said to the lady, "I have 10 people with me, and I will leave if you don't let me back there for hip-hop night." Hip-hop night, no baggy clothes, by the way. And she says, "Well, that's the rule, sir." I go, "Let me see your manager." Talk to her manager. They had happened to have been on my radio show the week before. And to make a long story short, I got it, that son of a bitch, because I'm getting in because the lady was bothering me. So no baggy clothes. You're going to watch yourself when you're putting rules like no baggy clothes out there, because there's some underlying, you know, meaning to that. And I don't think it's a good thing. Now, speaking of saying some crazy things, they had this Sinclair personality. He was basically facing a boycott after saying he, listen, I don't know why people tweet things and say things. They have to be something in their head saying, "Don't say that." So this personality comes out and he says he wants to, listen to me closely, ram a hot poker up David Hogg's ass. I mean, what would make anybody think that's okay to say in any situation? I can't think of any situation that's okay. Unless he raped your daughter or something like that. Shoving a hot poker up David Hogg's ass. He's a high school student. So, obviously, he lost his job. Obviously. And I'm not the fuddy-duddy that thinks that every time anybody says something obscure, you know, ballistic, you should lose your job. I'm not that guy. You should lose your job. You're talking like that. Another situation was the NBA announcer that came out. Russell Westbrook was going off as he normally does. And the announcer said he's out of his cotton-picking mind. Now, I want to be honest with you. I've heard that saying many, many times. I've heard it on cartoons. I've heard a lot of people say it. And I never really sat and thought about it. I don't think it's racial. I really don't. I've said it. I didn't mean it racially. You're out of your cotton-picking mind. I didn't think about it. Now, you know, an old white guy saying it to an NBA basketball player may be funky to some people. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear any racial undertones to me. I mean, I've been wrong before, but yeah, we got to get over some things, you know? We're way too uptight. The other day I was watching An All in the Family. I hadn't watched that in a while. Go back and watch An All in the Family. That show, it couldn't happen today at all. I was listening to Archie Bunker, and it just so happened to be the episode where the Jeffersons invited him over for dinner. He didn't want to go. They ended up coming to his house, and him and his buddy were signing petitions to oust black people from the neighborhood. And they used terms like Jungle Bunny and Spirit Chucker. And I was shocked. I was like, this was on and I was watching this. I was watching it back in the day. But that was a little bit shocking for me. And they're still playing it. It's a classic show, but it wouldn't work today. This wouldn't work today, that's for sure. Now, your boy Zuckerberg's going through some stuff with Facebook. And I like Mark Zuckerberg in a weird way. I think he's an odd cat, but I kind of like him. People are asking for Facebook to be fined for all the things they're going through. First of all, they didn't break any laws, by the way. And if we find Facebook, who's the money going to? Who'd the money go to? Because you know what's funny? The users aren't the ones complaining. I don't even know who's the ones complaining. People never left Facebook. They're still there. They ain't going nowhere. And if you guys think that your information isn't going everywhere all the time, you're crazy. Anytime you fill out anything with your name or your number, that's going somewhere, promise you. You don't think that Amazon gives out their information? They have everybody's information, by the way, because everybody uses Amazon now, everybody. You don't think they could use that information for their good? It's not against the law. If it ain't against the law, it's happening, I promise you. And, you know, there's money-making, you know, opportunities everywhere. That's the American way. Now, the Senate was out there asking Mr. Zuckerberg some questions, and you want to talk about ignorant? I mean, some of these old cats. One guy asked Mark Zuckerberg, he goes, well, if you don't charge for Facebook, how do you make money? I don't even know if you even have to do your homework on that. That's cut and dry. If he's worth billions of dollars, it would have to be advertising money, wouldn't it? I think it would have to be. And the guy was shocked when he heard that. So I don't know what's going to happen to Mark Zuckerberg. Probably nothing. And if Facebook gets affected, he'll probably create something else and probably make billions of more money somewhere else as well. Now, this yodeling cowboy kid, I wanted to kind of not hit him, push him. He was bothering me. This yodeling cowboy kid in Walmart. Okay. And then I saw him on the Ellen Show. I don't normally watch the Ellen Show, but it's just, I happened to turn it and he was on and he was yodeling. He's not bad, actually. He's kind of talented. But Ellen, who is the new Oprah, and I don't even know if Ellen doesn't do Oprah better than Oprah. Ellen had him perform on a show, which is obviously a big deal. Ellen's a big deal. Then she comes out afterwards and his dream was to sing at the Grand Ole Opry. So Ellen came out and gave him this pass and said, you're going to be singing there this Saturday. And the kid's like, he's in shock. And now Walmart is going to be putting on a concert for him in his hometown, which is pretty darn cool. And then Ellen comes out and gives him a $15,000 scholarship for college. So, you know, the kid's sitting there crying. I almost shed a tear myself. Not quite. But, you know, I'm an Ellen fan. Okay. Oprah's gone. So, I mean, you gotta have some allegiance to someone. And Ellen does a wonderful job. If you guys don't watch that in the middle of the day, you can DVR it. We do have DVR. Now, your boy Conor McGregor is showing his ass because the shenanigans he pulled, like I understand doing publicity stuff. I understand all that. I understand the WWE type of mentality. I get it. But when you're throwing heavy objects through windows of buses, and somebody got hurt, somebody got bloodied, a fighter got bloodied. Now, what happens if that glass goes in his eye and takes his eye out? Or gets glass in his eye and he can't see? So Conor McGregor, and a lot of people were saying, oh, the UFC's behind it as publicity stunt. Bullshit, no way. Dana White, the next day, was like, is this guy on drugs? If Dana White said that, then he's not part of it. He ain't. And somebody asked if this guy's on drugs and they think you're nuts. And Conor McGregor, people got to watch out. He's taking a lot of licks now. And, you know, some people act a fool while they're still alive. And then you find out that, you know, they have a lot of damage up there. But MMA fighters are not going to be good later on. Because MMA is kind of a new thing. It's relatively new. And about 5 years from now, a lot of these MMA guys are going to be starting acting a fool, doing some real, real dumb stuff. So do yourself a favor and keep your eyes on those guys. But that might have cost him a lot of money. First of all, he's going to get sued as usual because that's what happens. But they were talking about, you know, McGregor, Mayweather, another one happening. And if that's going to happen, nobody could stop that one because that money is just absolutely too much. For you Rays fans out there, I hope you're enjoying yourself. I kind of told you it was going to be a rough season. They had an 8-game losing streak. Then they won a game in Chicago. But you should have seen the fans in Chicago for the Chicago White Sox. I think they said there was 10,000 tickets sold. And I'm telling you, there wasn't 1,000 people in those stands. That must have been a tough game to get yourself all hyped up for. Go back and look at that. That was, you know, the Rays are not good. They're not. Now, our beloved Bolts, on the other hand, got it done yesterday, winning 5-2 in their house. I think they're gonna get rid of their jersey quick. I don't think it's going to be a long series. They're a better hockey team. If Vasilevsky plays well, I don't think they have a chance to lose. I don't think it goes more than 5. And they, you know, they played okay. They can still play a lot better. We kind of saw them peak against Boston. They played real good that game. And then since that, it's been kind of up and down. There's one thing that really scares me with this team is the youth. I mean, youth is great throughout the season because youth has youthful legs, but the youth is not great at the end of the season because a lot of these guys really don't know what it's like to be here. It was like that my rookie season when I was playing. You know, I started 16 games my rookie season. By the end of the season, man, you feel like you've played 8, 9, 10 seasons. It's a lot because your body's never been there. You've never been there physically or mentally. So let's keep an eye on some of those young kids and see how they start reacting out there. But a lot of them are in some unfamiliar places right now. They're playing again on Saturday at 3 o'clock, so you want to check them out. Now, our boy Colin Kaepernick, who haven't heard his name a whole lot, I guess Colin Kaepernick had a workout with the Seattle Seahawks to the point where, you know, they had the flights, they had his hotel arrangements, all the arrangements were being done already. And for some reason, the Seattle Seahawks thought they would leave it to the end to ask him whether he was going to kneel for the national anthem or not. I would think that would be the first question. If that's that important to you, I would have asked that first. But I guess all the plans were made where he was going to go to Seattle and work out. If anybody brings Colin Kaepernick in for a workout, he's going to make the team. I mean, they're going to put him on the roster. Talent ain't got nothing to do with the reason why he's not playing. I mean, that's all politics and that's all money. But I guess when he said, "I don't know, I can't guarantee that I stand," Seahawks pulled out. They didn't want any part of it. And you know, part of that's Colin Kaepernick. And I know he said in the offseason that he's going to stand, but I guess they probably put him in a corner, and he felt attacked. But you know, you're going to attack yourself right out of the league. I'm not sure Colin Kaepernick is not better out of the league. Like once he decides that's it, and he's not going to mess around anymore, and he's not going to play football, and maybe this year, I don't know. Wherever he does afterwards, he's going to be real popular. Okay. He's going to be real popular. He's going to be doing interviews. The NFL is going to be in trouble because he's going to butcher the NFL. Guarantee that. He's going to be the NFL's worst nightmare. So, I mean, I'm pulling for Colin Kaepernick. And it's one of those things where it's almost like having a gay player on your team. Is it going to be worth it? Is it going to be worth it? Because he's not really a starter, you know? And I said, listen, I would love to see a gay player in the NFL. I don't think the locker room's ready for it. And every team is thinking, why would I do that? That's a whole lot. And it's the same thing with Colin Kaepernick. So we'll see how that whole thing, unfolds later on. I'm going to give my boy Joe Redner some love for winning his big court case against the government, basically allowing him to grow his marijuana in his backyard so he can make his herbal tea. Joe's been a friend of mine for a long time and I think he fought cancer at least 3 times. I seen Joe almost on his deathbed, still in the gym though. Always in the gym, always eating healthy. Joe doesn't eat meat. Joe doesn't drive. He walks around everywhere. Good people. And he likes to battle. He likes to throw hands. Not literally, but figuratively. I mean, he's been sued many, many times. I know he's been to court many times. And he's one of those guys that I look up to, and he's given me, you know, a lot of advice business-wise and given me some good advice as well. So big ups to Joe Redner for getting that done. Now, let's get into a little politics now. That's in Syria with that bomb, the chemical strike. I don't know what our link to Syria is, but it just seems like we're the Gooch, if everybody remembers. The Gooch was a bully from back in the day. I think it was on Different Strokes or something. Like, we have to be the bully to get involved in everybody else's business. Is it gross and disgusting to see what those kids are going through? Yes, 100%. But that doesn't mean we have to watch it. And, you know, we're going to show everybody who the real killers are, and we're going to go over there and take care of somebody else's business. I don't think I quite understand. I don't understand how it's our business to go dealing over there. And I've said from way, way back, Donald's going to send some bombs some damn where. There's no doubt. Donald can't wait to send the bomb. Telling you. It's happening. It's going to happen. And then you're going to talk shit to Russia? Bad idea. It's a bad idea to talk shit to Russia. Putin doesn't play that. He never has. I wouldn't mess with Putin. And then we're talking about, you know, heading over to, you know, Korea and denuclearization. Are we supposed to believe them? Oh, yeah. We don't have any more nuclear. How are you going to prove that? I mean, I can't. If Kim Jong-un and Trump get together, I can't wait for that. I tell you what, the conversations are going to be epic. I know you guys can't wait for that. I don't know what the hell they would actually be talking about, but it's going to be interesting. They're going to be one-upping each other immediately, right? And all the whole time, it's going to be fun. Now, all the stuff happening with Stormy Daniels and then Comey's coming up with a book, and I guess Comey pretty much compared our government to the mafia. Who doesn't think our government's like the mafia? Everybody knew that. The government doesn't play at all. The mafia... I mean, the great Tupac said it way back when. He goes, you know, the governments, they are the real killers now. There's a lot of stuff going on. They're putting a lot of people in jail all around the country. And, you know, our government kills a lot of people. But we also do so much dumb crap to where, you know, our FBI, and I think it's disgusting when I put on a channel and everybody's trying to discredit our FBI. I mean, that's supposed to be who's protecting us. It's our people. And now our FBI is against us, CIA is against us, Department of Justice is against us, or really, they're just hiding stuff for a president. But anyways, the FBI, from what Trump said, broke into Michael Cohen's office, and he thinks Cohen is being attacked. Now, everything was done lawfully, by the way. And they broke into to seize Stormy Daniels' documents. Come on. I mean, we had the FBI breaking into lawyers' offices to get porn stars' information. You know how stupid that sounds? I mean, if that happened in like a reality show, you would say, couldn't happen. Or if that happened on Scandal, the real life government is way more scandalous than scandalous. And I love Scandal. Now, everybody's blaming it on Mueller. Mueller's going to go now. He's going to find a way to fire Mueller. I'm telling you, there's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump is going to fire Mueller and anybody else that goes in his path. I would not mess with that path at all. And they keep on coming up with these other stories like Donald Trump paid a doorman $30,000 for a love child rumor that he didn't want out. Who cares now? Who cares? Is he a scumbag? Yeah. Is he a rich egomaniac pig? Yeah. So stop piling stories on top of each other. Who cares? He paid a doorman $30,000. Who cares? And people are digging up dirt on somebody who's the dirtiest. What are we doing? What are we wasting our time for? He's filthy. Let's go with it. We knew that he was filthy way before we elected him. I mean, I did anyways. If you didn't, you weren't watching. And if you weren't watching, pull up some stories, because there's a lot of stories of him being a pig. So we're here. We're enduring it. Hopefully we weather it. But we will see how it all turns out. but it seems like every week there's more craziness that we have to talk about, and it seems like we're digging a bigger hole every single week, that's for sure. Well, anyways, on a higher note, let's hope our Lightning get it done tomorrow. Daytime game, which makes it fun. And it's playoff hockey, so life is excellent. If anybody wants to contact me, you can check me out at ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. And remember, on Mondays, In the Trenches comes out because we have some wonderful talk. The draft is right around the corner. And last week, I had a great conversation with Chris Landry. And getting closer to the draft, I like to bring in some people and know what the hell they're talking about because I don't have time to look up all that stuff. But anyways, it's been great talking to you guys. This is Flavor in Your Ear. Come at you every single week. Have a wonderful week, and please be safe. Peace out.
To keep the conversation going, follow Ian on Twitter at Ian Beckles and check out DignitaryRadio.com to get the latest on where you can find him next. This has been Ian Beckles, Flavor in Your Ear on Radio Influence.
Put the flavor in your ear, the voice of the people's here. It's in that flavor. Flavor. Bringing that flavor.
This is an MMA Insider's Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
I'm really surprised the UFC didn't take the method of, hey, you know what? Yes, Conor is a contracted UFC fighter, but he needs to handle his legal situation first. And once that's handled, we'll look into his fighting career.
Well, that's not going to happen. They're going to get him back in the cage as soon as possible. They're in their TV negotiation year. Very critical time for them. They've wanted Conor back. They need that revenue that he draws whenever he does a pay-per-view for them. The amount is, you know, life-changing for them. It just is. Every time he fights, that's the equivalent to 4 or 5 pay-per-views combined for them, maybe even more than that. So they really need him back in the cage as soon as possible. And the reality is, Jason, the fact that he did this and he's kind of in this situation now, I think it actually gives the UFC leverage over him, getting him back into the cage. And I think it increases the chances and the sense of urgency on his part of feeling that he might need to get back into the cage.
The MMA Insiders can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and RadioInfluence.com.